Welcome back to Kennelly Field. Bit of technical difficulties, my fault. But we join you with 43 minutes left in this game in San Rafael, California. And it is now 4-0 for Dominican. Juliana G. Brotzberg is just on fire, has earned herself a hat trick now in this game. Great achievement for her. Really just had to place the ball with her right foot to the corner of the goal for the fourth goal for Dominican, third goal for her, making it look easy out there. G is tearing it up for the Penguins. As we get back into the action, here comes Simpson down the middle of the field. Natalie Gones is using her left foot, gets blocked off the ball by Megan Hansen, and stolen by Emily Whitaker. Whitaker now on chase. Simpson has the ball in the deep left corner for their attack. Whitaker pushes her off the ball easily and clears it out. Throw in for Simpson. Dominican tries to keep the pressure on right now towards the middle of the field, but the clearance is there by Alex Moran. Out for a throw in on the left side, near the middle of the field for the Simpson Redhawks now. G. Brotzberg, in her senior year now, it's pretty incredible what she's done for the Dominican women's soccer program. Now, one of the all-time leading scorers in the program's history, it's just about the consistency. Every single year, every single game, the women's team counts on her to be at her absolute best. And usually she's one of the best out on the field for either team. And she keeps going. She just keeps going over and over and over every single year. Her commitment to the program is incredible. The work ethic, staying up there as forward, getting beat up by center backs, and she gives it right back. G can't say enough about G. As she gets the ball on the left side from the throw-in, works hard to keep it in, can't quite do it. It's in for a goal kick for Simpson University. Dominican started out with their starting lineup, save for one change. Kayla Trenner now in the game. Here's Kimball in the middle of the field, plays it to a streaking Whitaker, uses her blazing speed to get to that ball, saves it. Now to Gulnick on the right side, looks for a one-on-one, cuts it to the middle with her left foot, tries to cut it back, can't quite get it. Simpson ball, and now look to counter. Here comes Nicole Gones, stolen by Alex Moran. Dominican ball. Played all the way up to Lauren Gulnick, but she can't quite get it out for a goal kick. She was wide open, but the ball wasn't there. Dominican has already turned the ball over many, many times in this first 5.5 minutes of the half. They might have a goal, but a little bit of sloppy play. Can't quite keep possession. The one-touch beautiful plays that were there in the first half just simply aren't there. It's G. Brotzberg, gets the goal kick, tries to make the move. Gulnick is there for the open shot. She hits it, it's over the goal. She had a one-on-one with the keeper about 10 yards away, and she kicked it right over. Camps came out hard, couldn't. And Gulnick got a little bit stressed there, had to panic kick it over the goal. Missed opportunity. The goal kick is again to G. Brotzberg. She's dominating those goal kicks. Seems like she's gotten every single one. Owens plays it into the middle to Ramirez. Has the right-footed cut. The left-footed shot, but Camps is there for the stop. Right to her off the bounce. Pleading for her team to move up. And she's off. Simpson keeps the ball in the middle of the field, but stolen by Dominican. Here comes Jessica Ramirez, streaking, try to keep it in, can't quite do it. Simpson throw a lot of walking on the field now. That happens a lot of times in these types of games. It's already 4-0. We still have most of the second half to go. And players get lazy. That's straight up what it is. They get a little bit bored of the game. It's not a competitive game. And players will get stagnant. They'll get lazy. They'll say, I don't have to work as hard as I absolutely have to. As Kayla Trenner made a great run up the left sideline, stopped by the keeper, Natasha Camps, out for a goal kick. Trenner made just a bit too heavy of a touch at the very end. Camps was able to make a stop with her stomach, sliding on the ground. Alex Moran with the corner kick now. It's high in the air. The header's there, but it's right to Natasha Camps. Curious there that Alex Moran is the one to take the corner kick. She is the tallest one on the entire Dominican team, yet still not in there for the header. As I just got a new addition to the soccer broadcast, my wonderful radio professor Stuart Horn is in. Welcome, Stuart.
Thank you very much, Jordan. It's good to be here, and I just got here after a couple of meetings I was attending, and I couldn't wait to get out of here, and I see it's already 4-0. This is a pretty good game. Why don't you give myself and for the fans who are just tuning in now sort of a brief synopsis of what's gone on so far.
Well,
Simpson, from up north.
It's been all Dominican all the time right now as they have another shot. G is on fire, bullets a shot to the keeper off of Camp's hands for another corner. And like I said, all Dominican all the time. Their pressure has been up. The passes have been crisp. And Simpson can't do too much about it. Really, Dominican has been all over the field. And they've just taken advantage of the middle of the field. Kimball and Ramirez and Pimentel, all of them have had so much space in the middle of the field to play any through ball that they want. It's been incredible for Dominican.
The one of the other reasons that I ask is how long until you you were just talking about how in a game like this it's tough to keep the excitement up for the Penguins in this case, and then you also have to consider the mindset of a team like Simpson. They've driven 4 or 5 hours south. That's a long way to go, or to come, I should say, to at this point be down. And to be down by such a substantial margin, not only in score, but 29 shots to one.
The only word I can think of is discouraging. I've been there. I have been there traveling long, long ways just to get absolutely crushed by the other team. And it's disheartening. It's discouraging. It almost makes you just not want to try your absolute hardest.
Well, now, wait a minute, though. You have to consider where the team is relative to the number of freshmen, their experience, you know, Simpson, and their record as well. So talk a little bit about how the Penguins have, how they came out, and how the game has actually changed. I understand, as you mentioned, that they've slowed things down a little bit, and you were even talking about walking, which is something I've only been here a few minutes now, but I really haven't seen it because I wouldn't think that if you were a Dominican player that you'd want the coach to see you backing down or slowing down it at any moment. Have you actually witnessed that today, or are you just suggesting that based on your experience, which is vast, I'll give you that, that in a game like this, from either side of the ball, that you tend to slow down?
Well, I've seen it from both teams in this game, actually.
Okay, all right.
And it's just natural.
Sure.
It really comes natural. You don't want it to happen, and you tell yourself not to do it, but it's still going to happen eventually, just because, obviously, one of the teams here, Simpson, is just not quite up to the pace of Dominican. And in that case, a lot of times the winning team will go down to the pace of the losing team. It happens all the time.
You're right. It happens in every sport.
Exactly, every sport. And that can happen for both teams. I will give Simpson a ton of credit. They have worked hard, and they haven't given up all game. They've kept their heads up. It's 4-0 right now with 33 minutes left, 29 shots against, and they still have attacking chances, which means they're obviously still working hard. Their work ethic is there. Just the speed of the game is a little too fast for them. Dominican has able, even though they're not quite at their fastest and quickest, Dominican has really still been able to dominate. As there is offsides here, I believe, on Dominican. Simpson will have the free kick. Dominican's three center defenders all in the middle, packing the middle of the field, making sure nothing is going through there. Trenner has the header out. A big shot by number six, Natalie, but it's saved by new keeper Rocky Ramos out of Long Beach, California. The big free kick all the way to midfield. Worked for by Jessica Ramirez. And it's played out. Here comes Lauren Gulnick, the through ball, all the way to Stephanie Owens. She has the ball, plays out wide, but Stephanie Owens was off sides. Little bit of a late call, but good patience by that AR to make sure that Owens was still in the play.
You mentioned Rocky Ramos, the sophomore, the 5'7 sophomore out of Long Beach, in as a goalkeeper as the Penguins are defending now the southern goal here at Kennelly Field at the John F. Allen Sports Complex at Dominican University, where Jordan and I are alongside literally the sidelines here on the field, and the Simpson Redhawks here against the Penguins at Dominican. So, Jordan, so far your call, I got to say that listening to the last couple of games and for the fans at home who are getting used to tuning in, and we appreciate it, especially the parents and the fans of Dominican and both Simpson worldwide listening in. I've got to say that your game call has really become very crisp. Listening in my car on the way here, I was surprised at how fluid the call is. And I know, not only for the teams in a lopsided game like this one at 4-0, and totally dominated by the Penguins 29-1 in shots, that it can also get tough on the broadcasters. Having called hundreds and hundreds of games, I've seen a few lopsided games along the way, and it is tough. But I got to say, you've kept the excitement up. And from a listener's perspective, I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Stu. I really do appreciate that. You know, it's so much easier to call an exciting game. You know, you're yelling every 5 seconds, it feels like, as looks like Stephanie Owens had a nice volley from the 6-yard box just over the ball across from Lauren Gulnick. There's a couple of substitutions on the field. Looks like Stephanie Owens will be coming out in favor of Samantha Owens from San Jose, California, and Lauren Gulnick coming out of the field for Jill Nunes on the right side. Gulnick getting her rest now. And like Stu said, with the broadcast thing, calling a 3-3, 5-5 game with goals galore by each team, it's competitive, it's physical, those games are just, the broadcasting comes natural because everything is happening all the time. Games like this, 4-0, 30-1 in shots, they're a little strenuous, I would say. Luckily, these Dominican Penguins and this women's soccer team is very interesting. The program has come such a long way. Basically, endless stuff you can talk about with this program. Coach John Delano has brought them all the way from NAIA to Division II now. Such long strides just from a few years ago. Me being a sophomore, I've only known this school as a Division II school, and I really couldn't think of it as any other way. NAIA just seems, I don't want to say lowly, but
not at all. It is a different level of competition.
It's a different level of competition, and Dominican has absolutely embraced their improvement into NCAA Division II soccer.
And the transition has taken us literally years. It's not something you just willy-nilly go from NAIA into the NC2A. You know, there's been exploratory sessions ad nauseum. I mean, it goes on for literally about the last 5 years they started talking about it. Maybe even 6 years, as far back as I remember, the initial discussions. And then, of course, Notre Dame, Dana Moore went. And the Penguins were not that far behind.
No, they were not.
And now that's turned into a great rivalry. And back in the NAIA days, this was a pretty good rivalry between the Penguins and Simpson. But going back to something that you said about the improvement of the program, you know, I wouldn't be surprised also if teams like Simpson, who remember the Penguins as not really being a threat, come down here now and are surprised at how good the team is right now. And part of that has to do with the depth. I mean, if you just look at the roster, if nothing else, the roster shows a level of depth for the team. Now, granted, sometimes when the teams come from long distance, they're traveling with a pared down group of people. But I'll bet you Delano takes everybody here but the redshirts when he goes, and that would be a pretty vast difference even between these two teams if we traveled up north. So Delano has, and it's a luxury, a bunch of really good players and totally committed players.
It's absolutely a luxury to have that kind of depth. As more substitutions come in, Amanda Cervantes and Sarah Pimentel come into the game. The depth and the bench of Dominican is incredible. Not a big drop-off between the subs and the starters. It allows the starters to have their rest, and the pace of the game is changed as well. You don't just put subs in to rest your starters. You put them in to change the pace of the game and change the way the game is played. Amanda Cervantes has a very, very different style than Alex Moran, even though they play the same position. Cervantes will always be as physical as possible, while Moran is more technical, looks up. Cervantes has the giant foot, while Alex Moran will keep the ball, play it back every time, look up. Different styles, but equally as effective. The kick for Simpson is up in the air, and looks like Samantha Owens has the ball in the middle of the field, streaking down. She has Pimentel to her left, Nunes to her right, plays it to Nunes, all the way towards the right throw, towards the right line. Can't quite save it, though. It's out for a throw-in. And it's towards the middle of the field. Simpson plays the ball into Gones towards the middle. Owens in the middle of the field tries to play it. Simpson has the ball. A lot of looking around by both teams. A little confusion. Thought there was a call there. No call, though. Simpson looks up. Messer had a chance, but Korsberg was there for the slide. And Cervantes has them in the middle of three Simpson players. Gets the ball. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And if you want to listen to a little more of me, DJ Jordan Smith, you can always listen on Mondays, 8 to 10. That is the Sports Report with my partner, Brian Sanchez. All sports, all the time. If you're looking for any Bay Area sports talk, or really any sports talk you want, that is the place to go. You can check out the Facebook page, too, as well as the blog, sportsreportdu, at blogspot.com. Jill Nunes gets the ball, plays it towards the middle of the field. Ramirez keeps possession. Pimentel tries to play it towards the middle of the field, blocked by Simpson. But here comes Stephanie Owens. Might have an opportunity there. Pimentel making the run. So is Nunes. And plays it wide towards Jessica Ramirez, who keeps the ball, now plays it wide right, cuts the ball back towards the middle of the field, left-footed in the middle. Stephanie Owens tries to split two defenders. Can't quite get it, though. Cervantes has the ball now. All the way out wide to Korsberg and Trenner on the left, and Trenner tries to make the dashing run down the left sideline. It's cleared out by the center back. And here is Moran. A high ball to Ramirez. Can't quite get the touch, though. Tries to get the tackle. Not quite there, all the way out to Korsberg. Moran has a little bit of space, not quite ready for the ball, tries to play it out to Trenner, can't quite get it though. And Rebecca Messer couldn't keep the ball. Kat Ripple helps over to defend. Really just playing kickball here, back and forth, back and forth. No real substance to this play by either team. Got to get some sort of one-touch passes here. Passes connected is really what's important. A few substitutions for Dominican. Jessica Ramirez, Alex Moran, and Catherine Ripple all coming out, while Mary Wheeler, Kelly Colton, and Kayla Wakita come into the game. Trenner has the throw. Colton works hard. She's got the fresh legs now. We'll see if it makes a difference. And Cervantes steals the ball. A heavy touch by Wakita, but she wins it back, keeps possession. Korsberg now with 22 minutes left in the game. Still 4-0 Dominican. Stephanie Owens plays it towards the middle. Kelly Colton plays it. It's off of her hand, though. The spin of the ball surprised her a little bit. It hit right into her wrist. She knew it right away, too. Smiling towards the ref. Simpson looks to the left and plays it towards the middle of the field, but Mary Wheeler streaks in, steals the ball, plays it to Pimentel right next to her. Out wide to Jill Nunes. Looks up, back to Pimentel. Their defender is there, Kieran Neverd, right there for the steal. Wheeler towards the middle of the field, tries to play a through ball to Kelly Colton. And this half, it's been through ball and through ball, just going forward the entire time. Dominican doesn't have to do that. They really, really don't. 22 minutes left in a 4-0 game. Why not keep possession? Why not play it through the back? Maybe even more than you have to. A lot of hand movements right now in between Rebecca Borelli and Kayla Trenner, starting to get into it a little bit, but the foul is finally called on Borelli. A lot of hand movements, a lot of waving up above the head. Can't quite tell if this game is going to get real chippy yet. It shouldn't in a game like this, though. Dominican has the throw. Kayla Trenner throws it into Mary Wheeler, looking towards the middle of the field. Has a cutting Jill Nunes. Can't find her, though. Baptista now playing defense. Streaks towards the right side of the field. Again, using her speed, always likes to push it past down the line and use that right foot and use that blazing speed of hers. Last year, I saw a goal that Caitlin Baptista scored. Was one of the fastest times I've ever seen a woman run down the soccer field. Just an incredible play of endurance and straight being fast. That's all it was. It was just her being faster than everyone else and going longer than everyone else. Started about midfield and kept going all the way down the field with the ball. Ended up scoring at the end. A beautiful, beautiful goal by Caitlin Baptista last year. The foul called on Dominican. Simpson free kick from about 30 yards away from their goal. The kick is up in the air. And part of Simpson's problem, one of the reasons that they can't quite get it out to their defense is those free kicks. They've had a lot of fouls, a lot of goal kicks that they've maybe had opportunities to clear the ball without worrying about too much. But their kicks have been just unfortunately subpar. Can't quite get it past about a 30-yard kick, which is inexcusable in this game, especially at Kenley Field. Kenley Field is a full 120 yards long. That is the maximum that a soccer field can possibly go. And with the speed of this field and the length, 30-yard goal kicks will absolutely just not cut it.
That's all the Penguins are allowing.
The ball goes out for a throw-in for the Penguins. Caitlin Baptista is on the right side. Has the throw. Wheeler coming in. Plays it off of her thigh. Unfortunately goes out for a Simpson throw-in now. Maria DeHoop on the left side. Dominican has now kind of gone almost to a sweeper-stopper mode instead of a flat four center back. Kendra Korsberg staying back there, being the last man before the keeper, and then Kayla Wakita playing a little bit in front of her instead of to the side of Korsberg. Wakita, instead of playing to the side, make sure that all the dirty work in front of Korsberg is taken care of, and then anything that gets past Wakita, that is what Korsberg will deal with. The ball goes out for goal kick for Simpson.
Tell what Korsberg's position is.
Korsberg right now playing the sweeper, also called the center back. The sweeper is really just a center back that is even farther back than usual. And then Kayla Wakita playing the stopper really stops the ball as a stopper from getting anywhere near Korsberg. Her job is to stop the ball and stop the man in front of her. Let Korsberg be free, roam around, kind of like a free safety in football. Roam around, get interceptions, steal the ball at will, not have a man to deal with to guard. Dominican throw in on the right side, about midfield. Caitlin Baptista throws it back to Wakita, who plays it back to Korsberg. Keeps possession. Cervantes in the middle of the field. Tries to play another through ball all the way over to Kelly Calton in the middle of the field. Nothing there, though. And like I said, more and more through balls. Dominican really should just keep possession, play those connected passes. They have to keep all of the connected passes going. Now Stephanie Owens looks towards the left, looks towards a cutting Mary Wheeler, plays it back, keeps possession. Good job by Dominican now. Just like I said, they're keeping possession, playing it through the back. They have it with space now. Owens gets the ball, can't quite keep it though. And here comes Nicole Gones for Simpson.
You know, Jordan, I'm really astounded at the leg on Camps down there. She can boot that thing well over the midline in the air before it even bounced. She just let one fly that second ago that was it seemed like it was never going to come down.
A few substitutions for Simpson. Number 12, Bethany Dunlap, as well as number 8, Rebecca Eccles Weaver, coming in for Simpson. Kelly Calton's got to work hard for the ball. Stephanie Owens comes in with the tackle. Pimentel now with the ball in the middle of the field. Out wide to Caitlin Baptista. Keeps possession through the middle. And Baptista, again, using her speed down the right side. At the middle of the field now. Keeps trying to go down the line a little bit too much. The feeling there for a defender to go forward in this game is so urgent. I've been a defender for about 4 years now. And every time I get a chance, I have to go forward and try to dribble the ball. It's almost a necessity. Kelly Calton has the ball. Pimentel with the shot. It's in the goal! Sarah Pimentel gets the pass from Kelly Calton all the way at the goal line. Calton got the through ball before it hit the goal line, pulled it back, left the Simpson defender hanging, found the open Pimentel from about 16 yards away, who easily placed it into the left corner of the goal with her right foot. 5-0 Dominican with 15 minutes left in this game. Now 31 shots by Dominican, just one for the Red Hawks. The ball is on the left side for Simpson, all the way back to Wakita. Nunes comes all the way back now as a substitute for Kendra Korsberg. A couple of attacking players now, usually for Dominican, Caitlin Baptista and Jill Nunes. Most of their time spent up top, goal-scoring opportunities, but right now playing in defense for the substituted Kendra Korsberg and Emily Whitaker.
Now, Jordan, you're getting to be pretty familiar with this this particular group of Penguins. How do you feel that their play substantially better today, or is it that they're just outmatching Simpson? I mean, it could be one or the other. It could be both.
Well, I think it's both,
yeah.
Stu. Simpson has definitely given them a lot of space, but there have been, I think, three times where there was a connected pass number of maybe 5 one-touch passes right in a row. Defender to midfielder to a streaking forward those types of connected passes are so key, and they will work not just on Simpson. Those kinds of plays would work on UCLA.
Yeah. Do you think that those are preset by John Delano?
Yeah. You know, from experience, I can say John Delano will work on that exact play over and over and over again until we get it right. And the play goes right about from the right back or the left back, either side, one of the wide defenders into the center midfielder, to the center back, to the other center midfielder, to the center, to the wide back, plays it down the line to a streaking midfielder or forward, and they end up in the corner, wide open for a cross. Now 13 minutes left in the game. Still 5-0 by Dominican. Simpson has the free kick after a Dominican foul. It's to the middle of the field. Jill Nunes in the back plays it all the way up to Morgan Dano. Down the line on the left side to Kelly Colton. Has to work. Can't quite get it though. Simpson tries to play it out of bounds, but Dano doesn't let it happen. Wheeler now looks for the middle of the field. Good work by Mueller. Can't quite get it, though. The work ethic was there, just a little bit off balance as Pimentel finds an open seam down the middle of the field, keeps possession, and there's that play again. The defender or midfielder into a checking Pimentel, the attacking mid, who plays it back to the defender, and now they play it into the center midfielder to a streaking Pimentel down the right sideline, just like I talked about. John Delano proving my point right there. Thank you, John.
I got to say something. Dano just had a play right here at midfield, right here in front of the broadcast booth, where she curled around the ball in order to maintain control of it and backed the defender away from the ball and was able to hold on to it. It seemed like a veteran move out of Dano.
Yeah.
Dano, and I bring that up because Dano's a freshman.
Dano has a big body and is able to really use her body, especially as a freshman. You know, you'd think inexperienced at the college level, but someone that can use their body that well. And in soccer, it's all about physicality and it's all about position. You could be 5'5", just like on the men's side, Pedro Guevara.
Yeah, that's a good example.
He may just be 5'5", but he'll still manage to keep the right position, keep his balance up, and use his body to protect the ball from everything else that's happening.
That's a good point. That's exactly what Dana did, and I just didn't put it into words as well as you did. And that is, she used the leverage of her body and kept control of the ball, even though it was out in front of her. She was able to curl around it and maintain control. It was really impressive.
And so important to get a good touch on it, too. That first touch after using your body like that is absolutely everything. As Kayla Trenner takes a nice first touch, pushes it to her left foot, keeps the ball on her left foot now, plays it across, and it is a goal! Kayla Trenner took it herself from 40 yards away, dribbled three Simpson defenders, and placed it on the far post with her left foot. 6-0 Dominican with 10:43 left in this game. Kayla Trenner just decided to take it herself, playing the left defender position. Like I said earlier, anytime a defender gets an opportunity to go forward, they get these big old bug eyes and just get so eager that almost nothing can stop them. And that's what happened with Kayla Trenner right there.
You know what I like about that play is Trenner was so close to the end line and she was still able to get a very sharp angle of attack to lay it in there. She didn't have more than a foot or two from the end line with which to work. But then and it was a left-footed kick. So it required a kind of a bullet to get past Camps. But it also had to be right on the mark and left-footed. And she did it. She pulled it all off. It's not like she had a wide open goal. She had a very kind of an obtuse angle, right? Just a very, just a slightest angle with which to work there, and she was able to lace it right in there.
Very, very true. And on those angles are so, so tough, especially with Natasha Camps coming out as hard as she did.
Yeah, and obviously the closer you get to the end line, the more of the angle is cut off.
Exactly. Yep. Absolutely. Just an incredible play, like you said, by Trainer.
It was a good play.
Dominican has the ball deep at their own end.
And that's not to take away from Camps, as I mentioned earlier. Camps not only has a cannon for legs, she's a great goalkeeper. She's just getting a lot of work today. She's going to sleep well tonight.
32-1 in the shot department. Dominican is playing exceptionally well, and you have to get past a good team like Simpson.
Yeah, Natasha Camps already with 11 saves on the day. Very, very high number for any keeper in one game. That's a lot of work for one game. There's a substitution on the field for Simpson. Number 6, Natalie Gones, coming in for Kira Neverd. It is a Simpson throw on their defensive half on the left side. 9 minutes left in this game at Kennelly Field. 6-0 Dominican. All Penguins here in San Rafael. Looks like all substitutions in now for the Penguins. John Delano getting his work in from his entire team, making sure they all get the experience. All the way back now, Dominican keeps possession in their backfield. Wakita looks up for Trainer, has the pressure on, has to hurry it a little bit, and gets the cut. Cervantes looking up. And that's another thing about Dominican. And in the middle of the field, Cervantes, Pimentel, Kimball, Ramirez. I've said their names over and over again, but I can't say enough about them. The way that they look up every time, and that's another thing that I have to give credit to John Delano for. Something that he teaches his players is to always look up before you even get the ball. It's so important to know where you are and know where everyone else is before the ball even gets to you. You should decide what, not exactly what to do, but a general idea of what to do before you even get the ball. You should be looking up, scanning the field, and every single person in the middle of the field for Dominican has done a fantastic job of that all day. Stephanie Owens gets down the middle, gets down the right sideline. Wheeler has a shot, but it's blocked by Simpson out for a throw-in. 7.5 minutes left now in this game. Baptista all the way on the right side for the throw. They're in the attacking half. A far throw to Cervantes in the middle of the field. A little jostling going down. Cervantes stays up, though. Pimentel has time to turn, has the right-footed shot. It's over the keeper, but it's off of the crossbar, over everything. Goal kick by Dominican. Pimentel turned around. Good communication by the other Penguins. I heard a couple different yells of turn. Really telling Pimentel she had plenty of space behind her. Turned around, was you could see it in her eyes, was almost shocked at how much space and how much acreage she had when she turned and took advantage with that really nice shot. Absolutely a bullet. Camps got her hands up, but it went right off the crossbar in for a goal kick. Dominican has the ball again now. Kelly Colton tries to use her chest, tries to use her body again, but a good job by the Simpson defender, Bethany Dahl, to get in the way. A miscommunication by Dominican, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. They're getting a little bit lazy. You see, it may be just a throw-in right now, but you see a little bit of walking around. Not something you really want to see from a college soccer game at any time, even with 6 minutes left in a 6-goal game. Dominican steals the ball. Cervantes all over the defensive side right now. Jill Nunes plays it to a wide-open Stephanie Owens, and she will look to go forward. She keeps going with her right foot down the middle, finds Baptista on the right side, cutting towards the right attacking half, trips up a little bit, has to keep possession now, turns her back to the goal, plays it safely to Nunes in the backfield.
A couple things going on here, Jordan. You notice that, as you mentioned, a lot of the subs are in.
Plays it through the middle. Pimentel has a chance. It's not a good clearance. Trenner might get the ball, might look for a shot here. Big physical play by Gones in the middle, and Deneau on the left side of the box might have a cross. The cross is in the middle, cleared out by Simpson, and they look to be safely out of it here. What were you saying, Stu?
Well, I was going to say that if you're somebody in off the bench and Coach Delano's got his bench in, as you mentioned, there is a great opportunity for the players to be seen by the coach in a way that they normally couldn't be seen, wouldn't get an opportunity to be seen as much. And here in a game that's this lopsided, the substitution players get a chance to be seen by the coach. They want to do their very best. And as far as the starters are concerned, and you were talking about walking around, and you've mentioned that a couple times today, it's got to be tough for the starters who, in a game that's lopsided, their adrenaline is lost to a degree.
Yeah, and adrenaline is everything, too.
Sure.
Absolutely everything in any sport. It's not just soccer. That extra energy you get from the feeling of the game, the feeling of just being out there, being physical, it's so much work that's added. As Pimentel has another shot, this time with the left foot from about 25 yards away over the crossbar. Pimentel is on fire with the shots, getting him close. Can't quite get it in, though. Now 4 minutes left.
So what about that? What about the bench players getting a chance to come in and show, you know, get some extra time, a little extra playing time in front of the coach and get a chance to show something to him?
Well, it's wonderful for John Delano. John Delano absolutely loves this type of game.
Well, of course. It's got to be good for the players, too.
He wants to see his subs do really well. And right now, they are doing exactly that. I see Cervantes in there hammering everyone that comes near in the middle of the field. Dano has already made a contribution on the left side. And you think, with skilled players like Lauren Golnick and G. Bratsberg at the top of the field for Dominican, those are their starters. And those are such skilled players, too. There would be a drop-off. But they're not too much so far.
No,
Pimentel?
Not at all. It doesn't seem it to me.
Pimentel, Dano, Sam Owens have really picked it up in this last little bit of the second half. The work ethic is incredible. They work hard, and the effort just doesn't stop with the subs. Because they know if they play well, and if they make a really, really great play, they get noticed. And that is everything to John Delano. Absolutely everything. Just get noticed, play well. Pimentel has the shot, and it's in! Kelly Colton pushed her defender away from the ball, played it to Pimentel, and Pimentel, with the right foot, hits it near post on the right side, past the keeper, Natasha Camps, for the goal. Substitutions right now for the last 2:44 in the game for Simpson. Looks like four new players, a lot in the defense, coming in for Simpson now.
Notice John Delano kind of came up and gave the old hack sign. No more.
No mas.
No more. 7-0 is plenty enough. And I think 7-0 is actually a little too much. In tournaments and in youth tournaments, there's always a goal rule, a max goal rule. And in a lot of those tournaments, it's points-based. So if you...
Sure, you can't run it up.
Exactly. If you get more than 5 goals, you get a minus 1 point. So every time you score that extra goal, you're actually hurting your team. I think that was one of the best rules.
Yeah.
The best rules that was put in place. It really keeps games like this from getting absolutely out of control.
Yeah, I mean, there's no sense in embarrassing a team if you're having an exceptionally good day, or if they're not, or if it's just a lopsided, skill set. Then it keeps good sportsmanship, and Delano is certainly that.
And like you said earlier, Simpson traveled down here 4 or 5 hours,
yeah,
really making a trip. And Coach John Delano has respect for the Simpson coach as well. It's not as if he wants to rub it in his face, rub this entire win in his face. There's an obvious respect in between coaches that really keeps the field a level play, and it makes sure the game doesn't get out of hand. Just 1 minute left now in the game for Dominican. 7-0 right now in favor of your Penguins. With this win, they will look to improve to 2-3 on the season now. An improvement from last year's start. I believe they started 1-4 last year in their first 5 games. Any improvement is good, especially with a decisive win like this. They're looking to be getting to be getting into conference play right after this as well, as it looks like September 25th is their next game. That is a Tuesday, and that will be at Holy Names University. And the next home game for the Dominican Penguins will be all the way on October 6th, 3 p.m., against their arch rival, Notre Dame, Dana Moore.
The Argonauts from just down the road.
And that is the official whistle. It is now over 7-0 in favor of Dominican. 36 shots on today's game, just one for Simpson, and that just about tells the whole story right there. A dominating performance by the Penguins, high pressure up the middle, keeping the ball moving, connected passes, very, very well played by Dominican today.
Our next broadcast, fans, will be Saturday, the men's game. Cal State Maritime Academy will be here. The men's team will be on the field here at Dominican University of California, and we'll have that for you live, a 2 p.m. tip. But a pretty good win for Delano and the ladies today, 7-0 over Simpson. And both teams look pretty good, actually. The Penguins are just really right on their game today. It's not that Simpson didn't look good. They were playing solidly. The Penguins were just too tough.
Penguins too much today for the Simpson University Red Hawks. This has been Jordan Smith and Stuart Horn for your soccer play-by-play broadcast on radio.dominican.edu.